From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In a historic decision, Britain has voted to leave the European Union. Independent party leader Nigel Farage, who was among those pushing for an exit from the EU, spoke earlier today.
We need, as I say, a Brexit government. We need the negotiations to start as soon as humanly possible. We need to start thinking globally about our future. And the other thing I think that needs to happen is that June the 23rd needs to become a national bank holiday, and we will call it Independence Day.
Prime Minister David Cameron, who led the campaign to remain in the EU, also spoke, saying Britain needs new leadership to move forward with the EU exit.
I will do everything I can as Prime Minister to steady the ship over the coming weeks and months, but I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination. This is not a decision I've taken lightly, but I do believe it's in the national interest to have a period of stability and then the new leadership required. There is no need for a precise timetable today, but in my view, we should aim to have a new Prime Minister in place by the start of the Conservative Party conference in October.
Reacting to the vote, the British currency fell to a 31-year low against the U.S. dollar, and many global markets took a plunge. The Colombian government and the leftist FARC rebels have signed a ceasefire, bringing Colombia a major step closer to ending more than 50 years of guerrilla warfare. Meantime, security challenges remain between the Colombian government and a second insurgency, the leftist National Liberation Army. They have yet to begin negotiations. This is VOA News. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says talks about a political transition in Syria need a boost.
Don't forget, the cessation of hostilities took place when the Russian Federation and U.S. agreed on something, and that produced a critical mass. We are looking for the same type of critical mass on the beginning of the political transition.
Speaking in Geneva, Mr. de Mistura said he hoped the negotiations could start soon, but he explained they depend upon the humanitarian conditions and the security situation in Syria. Government in Jakarta said today seven Indonesian sailors have been abducted at sea in the southern Philippines, the latest in a string of abductions in the waters between the two countries. Indonesia's foreign minister said the government will do everything possible to free the hostages. Officials in Jakarta said they could not confirm whether a ransom had been demanded or whether the captors were members of the southern Philippine-based militant group Abu Sayyaf. Abu Sayyaf released 10 Indonesian sailors last month who had been held captive since March. President Obama's long push for immigration reform effectively came to an end on Thursday when a high court deadlock cast its question the future of millions of undocumented immigrants and dashed the administration's hopes to make immigration reform a part of Mr. Obama's legacy. He spoke to reporters in the White House press room.
I think it is heartbreaking for the millions of immigrants who made their lives here, who've raised families here, who hope for the opportunity to work, pay taxes, serve in our military, and more fully contribute to this country we all love in an open way.
President Obama suffered a setback when the Supreme Court split evenly on his plan to shield an estimated 4 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. In U.S. political news, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders told a packed town hall meeting in New York City that while elections come and go, political and social revolutions continue. Sanders continues to campaign, speaking out at big rallies and appearances across the country, even after his opponent, Hillary Clinton, has clinched enough delegates to become the Democratic Party nominee for president. Sanders promises to come to next month's nominating convention with what he says will be the most progressive platform in Democratic Party history. Get more news at our website, voanews.com, and as always, on our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.